James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. On the weekend, you may have heard the new immigration minister tightened criteria and cracked down on rorts in the 457 foreign worker visa scheme. The response in the Australian: business slams cut to foreign workers. We've got wild weather in the Courier Mail. Here we go again. Drenching puts southeast Queensland in line for more damage. I tell you, the Melbourne Herald Sun has a bloody idiot lock. Blow 0.05 and you'll have to install a $1,000 interlock device in your car at your expense. The biggest change since random breath testing on its way in Victoria. Full steam ahead in the Hobart Mercury. The federal government promises a $6 million rescue package for the West Coast Wilderness Railway, but they'll have to find a new operator. And the Melbourne Age, hell on Nauru revealed. Self-harm and hunger strikes common. Fight for rights, we must fix our disability crisis, says the Adelaide Advertiser. In WA, Premier Barnett backs down in pay battle with nurses. In New South Wales, let the good times roll again, says the New South Wales Treasurer. The state in its best position at any time since the global financial crisis. And the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, fake cash hits city, a warning over a spike in counterfeit money. I'll be back with more in the hour, Fran.